Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
And here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Well, I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
It's alive!
Hey, what's going on, everybody? That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and always next to me, the only motherfucker I know that smuggled drugs into a Tijuana jail cell using only his beard.
David Ward!
That's right, we're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for you. We're going to get right into some Marvel news.
Yeah.
Apparently the Marvel Universe is ending, ladies and gentlemen. It's going bye-bye, at least the Marvel Universe you and I have come to know since 1961.
It's over.
It's done.
I can't believe it.
They're putting the coffin nail in it, man. They're not really, but...
they're putting the coffin nail in just to pry it the fuck back off.
Right. You know, this is really just a sad, vain attempt to bring Wolverine back and not have it seem retarded.
Well, he wasn't gonna pop out of that adamantium cocoon like a fucking butterfly?
He would have been a spectacular butterfly, though.
Hey, bub. What are you looking at?
No, see him fly out like the Wasp? Like fucking...
imagine Wolverine with wings. That is like literally a flying death machine. Can you imagine if he could fly? Wolverine would be even more badass. There would be nothing that could literally stop him at all.
Oh man, that'd be great. I would read that comic.
Wouldn't you? I would totally read that. Like, I can't even imagine how much more badass it would be if Wolverine could just fly out of the sky and slice and dice people. I mean, that would be ridiculous.
But he has to have the wings. Like, in my mind now, all I see if Wolverine is flying is a cantankerous old fuck with a cigar in his mouth with butterfly wings.
Right.
And that'd be great.
That would be awesome. But so anyway, they're going to take the Ultimates universe and all the other Marvel universes, I guess, and they're going to smash them together in some sort of cataclysmic event.
And conveniently probably lose the Fantastic Four in the X-Men.
Oh, thank God. Well, they've already canceled the series, so it's, you know, that's a moot point. But, like, they're going to conveniently call this the Secret Wars, which I find to be hilarious because they're kind of moving forward and going backward all at the same time.
Well, the great part about it is this gives them the opportunity to start fresh a lot better than I think Marvel now did. And also,
also
what I think is that, I mean, they even said that they've been planning this since the beginning of the New Avengers and the Avengers run that they just, you know, they rebooted, which is great. So if this was, in all actuality, in the beginning of the plan, then we should be seeing a lot of wrap-up to a lot of storylines that we didn't see.
Real soon.
Yeah. Within the next year.
Well, no, I mean, this is happening in May.
Yeah, it's coming.
So, I mean, Free Comic Book Day is actually going to be Secret Wars number 0, which is going to set this all up. So, I mean, can you imagine what that's going to be like at the comic shop, the line for Free Comic Book Day? I know where I'll be.
Yeah.
I'll be right at Heroes Landing, lined up, front row, first and center. I'll be right there.
I might be there with you, because I don't feel like driving all the way to fucking Gainesville.
Come with me to Heroes Landing, man. Todd will take care of you.
I heard that place is pretty legit.
It is pretty legit. You've never been there with me yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, you gotta go. It is the place in the greater Orlando / Claremonte area to get comic books. I would drive, if I lived near Coliseum of Comics, I would still drive to Heroes Landing, and that's not just because, you know, I go there and I like the store. It's just a better comic book store, you know? It's a more personal comic book store. Could you find some stuff, maybe, at Coliseum you might not see at Heroes Landing? Sure you can. You're going to get the good service? No. You're going to get Todd behind the counter? No. So
I know it sounds like we're probably getting paid by Todd to say this,
but we're not. Yeah. We're actually not. So... anyways, I don't know how I feel about it. I really like the new Uncanny Avengers.
Yeah.
I like
it. That's a pretty good book. It's not bad.
And I don't know. I don't kind of want to see that end. And I don't really know. I mean, obviously, they've got some sort of plan for this. But I don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. It could be horrible. I mean, this could be...
They did say, they're like, listen, and that's what I love about it, is that I think that DC, when they did New 52, because I think this is Marvel's New 52.
Right.
DC kind of did a lot of fan service. As much as I did, like, I flipped the fuck out. They brought back Animal Man and they gave him a book. They, you know, Swamp Thing, a lot of greater titles that needed, you know, people to be aware about them.
Right.
And so Marvel now has said that with this new reboot, God knows what the fuck they're calling it. But
well, I think it's all new Marvel, is it not?
Yeah, that yeah. I'm hoping it's not. That's too long, but it is what it is.
Well, I mean, they're gonna call, if they can call it all new Marvel, I doubt it's gonna say all new Marvel on the front of every cover. So
I hope so. But but I mean, this gives us a chance to, you know, see a lot of things in ways that we probably didn't, and they said they're gonna piss people off. That some of it is going to make you angry.
Some people will not like, I'm sure, some of the changes and stuff that go on. And what's really going to happen is the Ultimates universe smashes into the current Marvel universe and all timelines therein, and basically creates this world called Battleground, where I guess...
Yeah, the Battle World. It's going to be sick. Battle World.
I keep saying Battleground.
I know you do. It's
I don't know, but it just sounds
like... It's not a fucking WWE pay-per-view, Jesse.
Dude, Battleground.
John Cena versus Spider-Man.
John Cena.
Oh, man.
I love John Cena.
Me too. Part of me, I swear, not to get into a long WWE talk.
I don't even watch wrestling, I just like John Cena.
Not to get into a long WWE talk.
Right.
But that man has been the good guy for fucking his whole career. No bad guy turns, and he just takes it, because the crowd fucking rips on him so hard. No one likes him, because he's the guy that brings the kids in.
Have you ever heard the prank phone call, where the radio station calls in, and they pretend to be John's
the radio
host for John Cena?
Would you like to support American veterans?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, of course I would.
Well, then watch it on Sunday, John Cena.
As John Cena takes on in a cum-swapping cage match.
Like, oh, Jesus. I was like...
Oh, man. We got to do something like that.
Some prank phone calls? I'm down for that.
Look forward to it. We might get the police involved, but, you know, it's whatever.
We got a new segment coming up later in the show. I haven't decided exactly what it's going to be called. I'm leaning towards YouTube Roundup.
Oh, yeah?
Even though I've only got one thing for YouTube Roundup today, but we'll get to that later. But getting back to Marvel, what would you like to see happen? Like, if you, after Battle World has concluded and we're set now with this new Marvel universe that we're going to be presented, you seem to think that Miles Morales from Ultimate Spider-Man will... Well, you think he's actually going to take the mantle and we're not going to see Peter Parker again? Because we just got him back, you know?
I think... This is what I think is going to happen. And I think... I'm hoping that Marvel doesn't... And I mean, I know I'm getting a little more vocal than I usually do. That's because I'm like... huge into comics right now. Like, yeah. It's still on my heart a lot. But I want to see Marvel not backpedal on any of the decisions they've made. I want to see Thor keep being a woman, at least the mantle of Thor. I want to see Thor keep being a character.
Do you think that Thor's going to stay a woman? I don't know what the sales have been on it. I don't know how well it's done.
Yeah, I haven't looked into that. I should.
It may not happen. Is what I'm saying. I feel that this is going to be the great culling for Marvel. I think, like, all the franchises that are doing so is probably why they're going to make people mad, because there are fans that are diehards for certain books that just aren't the most popular amongst other readers. So we may see some slicing and dicing and Julianne frying of some popular books.
Also, I'm hoping it's not them just making the movie universe the comic universe.
Oh, I hope not.
And I'm worried that that's what's going to happen, but I have a lot of faith.
Well, I don't...
Because they've been retconning a fuck ton of shit. Because Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are now Inhumans. They're not even Magneto's kids anymore.
Right.
Well, that way they can write them into the movies, which is cool. I think that was a great twist. Granted, it would have been cooler if, you know, we all knew that you couldn't fucking make X-Men movies, Marvel. I mean...
I'm really upset, though, that like, there's at least not some more cooperation between Sony, Fox, and Marvel Studios.
That's the other thing. Let's get into that.
Yeah, where, you know, why do we have to call them miracles in the Avengers universe as far as Marvel Studios is concerned? But, you know, Fox has X-Men, so they have full reign to use mutants. Like, how hard is it to go, hey, Fox, can we use mutants? Let's have some continuity. You know, we're all part of the same thing, sort of, even though we're separate companies and stuff like that. It bothers me that, you know, we have two Quicksilvers.
Yeah.
You know, now, that we've seen on screen. Well, not yet for the Avengers 2, but at least in trailers. And, you know.
I gotta say, I think, and there's been a lot of rumors coming out that Spider-Man is going to eventually join the Marvel Universe.
Well,
and he's going to be a different Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the Sony Universe Spider-Man, but it's going to be fucking Spider-Man.
Well,
and I'm hoping this is where I think part of this is coming into. I think that Miles Morales will be the Spider-Man in the movie universe for Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Really? You think so?
It might happen. Because that could be the way they will make Sony agree to it, because they won't be using Peter Parker. They'll just be using the likeness and the name of Spider-Man. Think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems unfortunate that we can't have, you know, a Peter Parker Spider-Man. But, you know, there were rumors that Sony was in talks with Marvel Studios to bring Spider-Man in to the Marvel Universe as far as, like, one of the Avengers movies during the Civil War period that's going to happen in the movies.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that might be their loophole. They're like, hey, just let us use the name and the suit.
Ah, but I really like Spider-Man now.
I know you do. And I love Spider-Man, too. And Spider-Verse has been fucking great. If you aren't reading that and you're listening to this, find a way to get a hold of it. Please buy it. I mean, you can download it, whatever the fuck you do. I don't care.
I mean, if you read comics digitally, fine. But, you know, I like to support local businesses, and I'm a big proponent of that. And I think, you know, the comic book shop is a dying wasteland. I mean, it's been brought back to life, but it's still on life support if you really think about it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't, I mean, besides big chains and stuff like that, there's not a lot of independent comic book stores open anymore. So if you have one near you, or if it's within 30 minutes, you know, take the time, drive down there, support local business, and buy hard copies of comics, man. There's nothing like the smell of a comic book store,
great.
That paper, you know. Oh, I miss the old days where it was the old paper, and it literally had an aroma when you walked into the comic book store. It was just like, ah, I'm in here, you know?
So yeah, there's actually a place I go to in Ocala. They just started up, fucking great guy. It's Vibranium Comics. They're really cool. Check them out if you're in our area. Check out Todd at
Heroes Landing.
Just support local business. Speaking of which, I talked to you about this last week, but I didn't really. This could be kind of our gaming side. My buddy does a network, or at least that's what it's called. It's called The Mighty Bloke.
The Mighty Bloke?
Yeah. I would have to check for sure what their website is, but he actually teaches, like, special needs kids with autism and stuff. And
You were telling me about that.
He uses proceeds from Mighty Bloke and all the, like, views and stuff he gets from that to help that out. And he's doing, like, a fundraiser right now, so that's fucking great cause. He's funny because he made fun of the people that said the vaccines caught autism and stuff. Like,
yeah, I mean, listen, when you're going to Jenny McCarthy as your source for don't vaccinate your children, I mean, this girl has fucking silicone tits, and you're gonna trust her in being the source to tell you not to give your kids life saving vaccines. You're just gonna roll the dice for polio. You know, I read a Twitter tweet that some chick said she would rather roll the dice and have her kids risk getting polio or some other disease than to inject her children with poison. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my god.
These people need to be sterilized, okay? I know that, like, that sounds very Hitler-esque, but listen, I'm not all for eugenics, but some people
just need to be put out.
Just need to be taken down, okay? This woman has bred, and her children are going to be just as stupid as she is. Guaranteed.
It just hurts. Like, I was talking to some people, and, like,
right.
They were talking about how GMOs affect their kids, and, like, one of them's kid was like, don't worry, I'm not a sheep. Like,
right.
And it's like, that's like a 12-year-old kid.
But I think there's so much misinformation out there. It's like, There's no solid proof that GMOs do anything to you right now. And there's no solid proof that gluten is bad for you unless you have celiacs or a gluten intolerance. This whole gluten fad pisses me the fuck off, dude. I can't stand it.
We're looking for other reasons as to why we're sick because we're fat.
Right.
Hashtag fat life.
Right. I eat more bread in front of gluten intolerant people. I'll eat a whole pizza with garlic knots and just go, fuck you, gluten. Listen, there's no gluten intolerance in Africa. There's no fucking African kid going, I'm lactose intolerant or gluten. They'll eat whatever the fuck you put in front of them, okay? Because they're hungry. That's what I'm saying. There's no fucking, like in the third world shitholes of the world, there's none of these diseases. You want to know why? Because they don't eat a whole lot of food. But B, they have a natural environment. They have a lot of things that we're taking for granted that we don't have over here anymore because we're so sterile. Like, there was a scientist that actually went down to Brazil, and he was in the rainforest, and he wanted to see what these indigenous peoples ate and then what was in their stomach and what was, like, you know, in their bodies. And he found out that a lot of them had parasites, but these parasites were actually keeping them from getting sick.
You're kidding me.
No, from potentially dangerous. In fact, he drank the water. I forget what South American country he was in and got very ill. So he intentionally ingested these parasitic worms into his stomach. And then for the rest of his trip that he was there, he was perfectly fine. Now, granted, when he gets back to the States, he has them removed and whatever. But that's the thing. There's such a thing as being too clean and too sterile and too. We're like, we've gotten away from being humans and eating real food. We've processed everything to the point now where, like, even when you go to the grocery store and you think you're buying vegetables that are they're not vegetables. They're fucking, like, completely different animals than what the other people around the world are eating. And yes, okay, they may not have the best health care in the world, but some of them are actually doing pretty well, and you don't see these types of autoimmune diseases like the celiac disease or lactose intolerance, or you don't see these things because their immune systems are so much stronger than ours are.
So back to Marvel real quick.
Jesus, we just went way back. Okay, go ahead.
I know, fuck. I mean, I'm saying this is hot off the press.
Okay.
5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago.
My buddy just sent this to me.
All right,
Venom has a new fucking suit.
Venom has a new one?
Yeah. I guess because of the Guardians of the Galaxy visiting his fucking planet. He's bulky as shit.
He's even got the Guardians of the Galaxy emblem on the side of his shoulder there. If you can see that. That's a really awesome suit. That's way better than that Agent Venom bullshit suit that he was walking around
fucking
with.
Fucking Flash Thompson is the
good
guy Venom.
Oh my god. No, I don't mind him being a good guy Venom, but that suit was horrible. You know, the eyes on that Venom almost remind me of Spawn.
Yeah, he looks
very Spawnish.
Wait till you guys see this fucker. It is slick.
It's slick, but I mean, it's very Spawnish. I mean, all he needs is a red cape, and he's pretty fucking Spawn right there, dude. I mean, minus the red gloves and the red boots. Like, really look at it. Like,
yeah, you're right. It's,
I mean, but it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's very cool. It's very, very cool.
I'd buy a statue of that.
I would buy a statue of that. That's pretty cool.
I don't usually say I'd buy statues of something, but
so. I saw something online, and it's a product, and I thought it was so absurd, we had to talk about it.
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't buy it, but I wanted to see if it was real, so I went through the whole ordering process, except for checking out and buying it.
So you were close.
Right. It's from Sen Boutique, and it's called the Vajankle, for all you foot fetishists out there. It is literally like the best way to describe it. It's a hyper realistic ankle and foot that has, it's cut off at the top, and it literally has a vagina into the ankle so you can fuck this thing.
So you're telling me,
right,
that I could theoretically be fucking this thing.
Right.
My mother, wife, sister, whatever could walk into my room.
Right.
And I let go in a panic, and it looks like I'm fucking a dismembered foot.
Either fucking a dismembered foot, because it really does look like a dead foot. Like, the coloring on it is
The coloring is He's showing this to me now, and I'm in shock.
It's fucking weird, okay? You could feel free to go online and check this out, senboutique.com. I mean, it's a foot fetish dream, but it really does look like a severed foot and ankle that's been in, like, a cooler in the morgue for
it's
a little
bruised
while.
It's bruised looking.
It looks kind of translucent. You can see the blue veins underneath. It's got toenails. And the vagina...
You could choose between toenail colors.
Right. And the vagina is hyper-realistic as well. So, like, literally, you are just fucking this thing. Like, this foot... Like, can you imagine the logistics of it? You're grabbing it by, like, the ball of the foot, you know? And the back of the ankle. And you're just ramrodding the fuck out of this foot. But meanwhile, you know that you got those foot fetishes guys, so you know they're playing with the foot at the bottom. They're sucking the toes.
God, that is... God. What is... The world today just puts out the craziest shit.
I mean, but come, that's a product, and I guarantee you they're flying off the shelves like hotcakes. I guarantee you.
I bet you they're making money
hand over fist. They're making money with this shit, dude.
Oh my gosh, that is wild looking.
It's just, it's bizarre, and they don't make any other body parts. Just the foot.
The left and right. The right foot doesn't have a vagina. So that one's the one you probably, like, rub in your fucking mouth when you're
jacking. Oh, wait, they make a left and a right foot, but only one has the vaginal opening?
Yeah, the left has the vagina, the right foot doesn't. So you could probably,
like,
shove that shit in your ear or something.
Well,
because
you want to put your best foot forward.
Oh, my God. This is just fucking weird. You could, I'd imagine some fucking weirdo putting, like, heels on it.
But yeah, it's easy to hide, too, because you could just put socks on the motherfucker and put it in a shoe, and nobody would even pay attention to it.
It's a shoehorn. It's a dildo shoehorn.
What would be really bad is if you come home and your kid's, like, sticking two fingers in it.
Oh, God.
Just going, Daddy, what's this?
How'd you find this?
I was honestly scrolling through Facebook, you know, BuzzFeed.
Yeah, BuzzFeed.
It was a BuzzFeed article.
Goddamn BuzzFeed.
But goddamn it, dude, like, it's just fucking really creepy, dude.
That is a foot.
It looks...
I mean, I know we've established that.
It is a realistic foot, though. It's got musculature and veins and an ankle, and it just...
I wonder if there's a bone, like a... Like, where the ankle is? Like, if they put a hard part to make it feel like a fucking ankle.
I don't know, but that would be really fucking weird.
What if the fucking ankle bone was like a vibrating ball or something?
It probably is.
Like, you just knock it twice to get it started?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm taking it to... I'm designing their next goddamn foot.
How
That's
do you clean
happening.
It is what I want to know, because it doesn't look like it
there's
has
no
any...
There's no exit
There's
hole.
No other openings. The toe?
What if the toe...
You just
like underneath
peel back
the toenail,
peel back the toenail, and it just squirts fucking cum juice out of the front.
Oh my God!
It looks like you've broken your toenail, and it's just been festering, and there's just pus coming out the front.
I'm gonna vomit. That's fucking gold.
I want to get one just to take it places, like just to go to like set it on a park bench, you know, and then videotape people coming up to the park bench.
We could make an indie movie out of it. You could fall in
love
with
my vajankle. Instead of her, yeah. It's just called vajankle. I'm sure we could get Joaquin Phoenix to do it.
Woody Allen will film it.
No, Woody Allen will be in it.
Yeah,
him and his daughter wife.
Speaking of fucking daughter wives.
Yeah, that was an awesome
segue. Let's start
segue.
The processional. Do you hear the parade coming,
oh,
Jesse?
Oh my God. This story is so...
What's that?
Fucked up.
Florida lost their title for weirdest state ever? Because New Jersey apparently allows incest.
Yeah.
And marriage.
Yeah.
Like, so...
Home of the comic book men.
I'm... Poor guys.
Yeah, I mean...
Sorry,
God damn, Brian. I think if Walt Flanagan knew that, I think
he'd fucking he'd be like,
he'd be like,
done.
We have to move.
Yeah, we have to. God didn't wipe all of them out with that hurricane, so we gotta.
Well, I mean, when your hockey team's the Devils, you gotta think that maybe you're probably down with whatever.
So I'm casually online,
right?
The other day,
yeah.
Your girlfriend said that I had to show this to you.
Yeah.
So I post this article on Facebook.
Oh, I read it.
And it...
I read the whole thing.
Okay, I didn't read the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I read the abridged article.
Oh, no.
The whole thing was starting to make me a little sick. So, I'm trying
There's no names, because obviously they can't reveal themselves until they get into New Jersey, because right now they're in a state near the Great Lakes, it says, but they're not in New Jersey yet, so they have to be very cautious of what they do.
Yeah, because they're fucking each other. Like, that's... I mean, you can't really be frank about it.
Apparently, from what I understand, I've read the article, and scientists are saying... Because it actually made Fox 35 news, local news. Apparently, scientists are saying this happens more often than you could possibly imagine. Children and their parents who have been separated for a long, long time and haven't seen each other, or may have never met. Through adoption or whatever.
I don't know. Well, I have to see more.
Because, well, what they say is, like, in genetic attraction is that, like, the kid will feel very much a longing for the parent. Now that they've reunited with them, they miss that bonding time when the child was young. So now that bonding has turned into something a little bit more fucked up.
So you want to bond with the dick.
They're bonding, all right. At the cellular level.
So I see on the side of my screen, because I read on the Gawker Network a lot.
Right.
This interview with a woman dating her father will haunt you forever. And boy, did it.
You didn't read the article, though, from New York Magazine, where they really go in depth. Her father and her mother met in high school. They went to prom together, where she was conceived at prom. Right. Now, her mother is a bipolar. And so she's not real fucking stable. So her and the dad split, and she didn't see the dad for like 12 years, right?
Right.
Sporadically, they kept in contact, but the mom had blocked him from her Facebook and blah, 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 blah. Well, eventually, once she got control of her own Facebook... She reconnects with dad, they hit it off on Facebook, they're talking all the time, they're getting to know each other, she goes out to visit him, and like...
This is when it starts to get weird.
And the first night that they're there, you know, she's got some issues, because obviously she's grown up in a crazy household, where she feels uneasy sleeping in new places by herself. So her dad, you know, slept with her on the couch together, and they kind of... You know, he cuddled, I guess, if you will. And then she remembers him, you know, getting up in the morning and then him admitting later that he had morning wood and he had to go take care of it. Well, the interviewer asks, she was like, well, did he masturbate? And she goes, oh, no, he just went to the bathroom. And I'm thinking to myself, no. She was asleep. This guy was on the couch staring up her little short shorts and fucking beating one off.
Oh, yeah.
So, to his own daughter.
Oh, my God. It cringes me to talk about. But, okay,
if there's grass out on the field, play ball.
Their couch was in the bedroom, because this guy has a girlfriend.
Their couch is in the bedroom? Oh, right.
So
yeah,
they
yeah.
were in his bed.
Well, yeah.
And the girlfriend was sleeping downstairs
and heard the commotion after
Hold,
the...
We got to get to the commotion. Yeah. We're skipping glorious parts of this.
I know, it's horrible, though.
So, apparently the father knew she was a virgin.
Yeah.
They talked about how it was weird that they wanted to fuck each other.
Right. And he said,
this all happens in one morning, by the way. Don't think that this is an elongated conversation.
No, this is like a week after the first initial
contact. No, this was the morning.
Oh, this was the second
morning.
This
was the...
The morning after the cuddling.
The morning after the cuddling.
Right.
So, then they decide, let's just do it. Why don't you take my virginity, Dad?
And the whole thing is, the whole thing is she talks about how close she felt to him as he entered her.
Oh yeah,
and how passionate they were together, and how neither one of them like neck biting, and they both are compatible, and she likes him because he's alternative with piercings and tattoos, and he's 39, she's 18, but everybody says they're the cutest couple. Here's the fucked up part, though. his parents know about the relationship now.
And
are supported! Fully support the shit!
Oh, you wait. The girlfriend is too!
Yes!
The girlfriend hears them fucking downstairs. Like yes! She hears it going on. And they're just now a little commune, I guess.
Well, no, they moved out. If you read in the article, they moved out of there, even though she accepted it. He broke up with her. They moved out, and he moved in with an ex-girlfriend, and now they're the hippie commune.
Oh, really? This article might have skimmed over that.
Right, but they're moving to New Jersey, where there's no law against incestual relationships, and they're going to live happily ever after. And they said, well, what about kids? And she goes, well, don't worry about that. She's like, there's no genetic abnormalities with just one generation of inbreeding. She's like, that happens over generations. I've done the research. It's just like, fuck.
It's hard to talk about. Like, you know those commercials where they do the fake crying when they're talking about spousal abuse?
Come on, kids, meet your grandpa daddy.
This is the real shit right here.
This is like, oh man, like, and they're like, what are you going to tell the grandparents when they want to see them? Are they going to be their great-grandparents or just the grandparents? She's like, well, they're probably just going to be their grandparents, but we're just going to have to work out what everybody's going to be called.
Okay, did you get to the part where they asked her about, like while they're sleeping together, what happens if she calls him daddy?
Oh, yeah. She's like, well, it's happened a couple times, and we both stopped the first time it happened because we felt a little uneasy. And they go, well, what happens when you need your dad? She goes, well, you know, when I need my father for fatherly advice and stuff, I call him dad. And when I don't, I just call him sweetie or honey or baby. They have matching tattoos, by the way.
Okay, I didn't get that.
Oh, my God. Listen, she says how they go and visit her mother every once in a while, okay? And her mom is bipolar and crazy, but I'm sure she picks up on it. She just doesn't say anything. They literally have tattoos. Her tattoo says, I love my peanut butter. And his says, I love my jelly. And she's jelly, and obviously he's peanut butter. And they're PB&J, which,
oh my god,
just fuck my life, dude. Really,
it's so hard to.
I just don't know
And this is supposed to be funny, and I think it's funny, but at the same time, God,
it's horrible, is it not? It just seems to me like this should be happening in Lower Alabama. Like, you know, it's just.
You know, it's a weight off my shoulders. Right. As much as Florida is fucked up.
For once, Florida doesn't get the bad rap, man.
We're fine. I feel normal.
We've escaped unscathed.
I mean, people die, but all along, we're chugging along the normal train.
I mean, hey, listen.
So when is Chris Christie going to change those laws?
Oh, man, I don't know. I gotta wonder how many strippers at the New Jersey strip clubs probably have a similar tale.
Oh, man,
it's so gross. And I read a story that sprung off that story where it was a guy and his mother, and oh man, and it was from the mother's point of view, and she was describing how she broke up with her boyfriend and how every time her and her son were together or talking or whatever, she had to fight the urge to just, like, start making out with him and, like, force his head into her crotch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just the longing for her son. And that shit is just fucking disgusting.
I just fucking can't. You know that stupid meme where they're like, I can't even. Like, yeah. I can't even.
It's like the Spider-Man meme where he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is way too fucked up. I'm out.
Those people are that dog in the burning room with the teacup. And they're like, this is fine. Shit's burning all around them.
I just, like, oh, man. You know, like, she could, her mom,
her mom's already bipolar.
I know. Oh, God. This whole thing is just like,
Jesus Christ. I don't usually say this by a lot of people, but those people need Jesus. they need something to help them through their fucking.
I just, and her best friend thinks it's cool.
And no.
And oh, and she talks about their wedding where it's like, they're not having a traditional wedding. And I was like, well, I'll say.
Yeah.
And of course, it's not going to be official because no state recognizes incestual marriage.
Besides New Jersey.
No, they don't. Well, they don't recognize the marriage. It's just not illegal there.
Okay.
But they're gonna. She's gonna wear a black dress, and he's gonna wear a dress shirt with a purple tie. Their colors are black and purple, and it's gonna be alternative. And it's gonna be hip and cool. And I just.
So the vajankle is probably going to be one of their wedding gifts.
Oh, no.
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 Sponsored by vajankle?
No, it's going to be a lifetime membership to Ancestry.com.
Oh, my God. It's your own personal plenty of fish.
It's got a lot less branches, so it won't take long for them to find out their old family history.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
You know, we were talking about, I know this is off, but we were talking about Ancestry.com at my Bible study the other day.
Yeah.
And
which I'm still shocked and amazed you go to. Just,
hey, I love it.
I guess.
But,
here we go.
So, do you know that's run by the Mormons?
What, Bible study?
No, oh. Ancestry.com.
Is it really?
Because...
Now I don't trust any of it. Well,
because their whole thing is that you worship God by looking at your, like, family line. Like, you know the parts of the Bible where, like, David, son of Joseph, son of...
Josiah, beget, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Like, that's... They created that.
By the way, out of all the parts of the Bible, that is the one that has the least violence in it out of any other part. The rest of it's full of genocide, rape, murder, and incest.
There's a lot of fucked up shit sometimes.
The original... The original incestuous family, Noah and his kids.
Ooh.
We gotta bang dad while he's drunk.
Oh, God. I don't think that's how that went. I mean,
It went in the book, though. That's what it said. They got him drunk in the cave and had their way with him.
Oh, man.
Or was that Lot? There was a whole lot of that going
on
in the Bible.
Yeah. I mean, if you go by strictly what it says... There wasn't a lot of people for that tree to branch off of. But, well, I mean, it's whatever. You gotta take it for what it is.
That's what bothers me with the people. Like, there's Christians, and then there's the literal Christians. The literal Christians, I fucking have the biggest problem with, because they're like, well, in the beginning, there was only two people, and I was like, really, though? I was like, because they only had two sons. I was like, somebody was fucking their mother. I was just like, well, back then it was different. And God, I was like, how is it different? I was like, either incest is wrong or it's not. I was like, and there would be a whole lot more hillbilly retards if we only came from two people. We'd have never landed on the moon.
The moon.
Yeah.
The wizards from the moon.
The wizards from the moon. Destiny.
Fuck.
Anyway, so what were we talking about?
Well, what's that? Our sponsors again.
Oh,
the
shit.
The Sports Minute.
We got an ESPN update.
Yeah, I said it. Sports Minute. With your hosts, Jesse Shadoops and David Ward. Brought to you by Al's Big Titty Emporium. If you want the biggest titties, go to Al's. Also brought to you by Kissing Cousins Dating Service. When nobody has to know, Kissing Cousins. And now, Jesse Shadoops and David Ward.
And here we go.
It's Super Bowl time, motherfuckers.
But there's a caveat. There's a caveat and a whiff of foul shit in the air.
Oh, hey, Bill Belichick's out again.
Oh, here he comes. Here he comes walking down the street.
Hey, there he is, Tom Brady in his man purse with his guy girlfriend.
And, what's that? His sack's looking a little deflated today.
You're on your way to the Super Bowl, but does your game still feel a bit flat? Cialis Inflatable helps fill your balls anytime the moment is right. Reach under center with confidence, knowing those balls are full and ready to grab. Before starting Cialis Inflatable, make sure your quarterback actually has balls to inflate. Do not play with deflated balls. Side effects may include inflated ego, swelling or painful sacks, loss of draft picks or hoodie sleeves, and hefty fines. Why let deflated balls hold you back? Give your balls that extra pump for the big game. Ask your equipment manager about Cialis Inflatable. And stop f***ing cheating.
Stop cheating.
Stop.
Stop it.
Stop.
You could have beaten. You could have beat Indianapolis any damn way.
I don't even want to admit it. I like the Colts.
Yeah, but they have never matched up against the Patriots.
They can't.
They don't have the size on their O-line.
And yet the fucking Giants can.
Right.
Jesus
and they don't,
Christ.
And they don't have any running backs that can pass block. Dude, Luck was getting lit from the sides, man. I mean, he was just getting destroyed.
That poor guy, he's a top-tier quarterback, too.
And by God, Tampa Bay, can we stop getting rid of quality players? LeGarrette Blount, running all over people. What did we do? Why can't we keep these guys? I mean, I know he's a problem, but Bill Belichick doesn't seem to have a problem keeping him in line.
Fuck no. He's like Urban Meyer. He has a team full of convicts. As much as I love Urban, and I love that he won us championships, that man was running it like Jimbo Fisher
at
the UF.
Speaking of which, a popular porn star, I can't remember her name right now at the moment, has offered Braxton Miller, the quarterback for Ohio State, a ridiculous amount of money to do a porn with her. I don't know. The Ohio State fuck eyes, I guess. I don't know what it's going to be. I have no idea.
Mia Khalifa. She's that new shit, apparently.
Oh, she's that Indian broad. She's fucking hot, dude.
She's pretty hot.
She's pretty hot. I'd fucking Punjabi all over that. I'd fucking go on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world.
But she's trying to recruit him to FSU. How is that?
How's she going to recruit him to FSU?
The guy, by letting her fuck him.
I don't think he's going to have... I don't think he's even going to be in the NCAA next year, is he?
I don't know.
I think he's going to be going into the draft, is he not? I don't think he's even got another year of eligibility. He's been at Ohio State for quite a while now.
She's Lebanese.
Oh, Lebanese, Indian, whatever. She's fucking hot. I've had some Lebanese food. I would definitely dine on Khalifa.
Mia Khalifa tweeted at him.
I mean, not Wiz Khalifa, just Mia Khalifa.
If you come to FSU, I'll bring all my porn star friends to the games.
So wait a minute. So you mean Jameis Winston's getting accused of rape, and this chick's a FSU fan, and she's got porn star friends? So wait a minute.
This is a match made.
So she says she likes classier black guys. Is basically what it is.
Yeah, she.
She wants the Ohio State inside of her and her friends.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, keep it classy. That's fucking funny, dude. I just think it's funny. She's like, come to Florida State, and me and my girlfriends will fuck your brains out, basically. I mean, I don't know if I would switch.
If that's not recruiting, I don't know what is.
Right? I mean, the boosters hit FSU, gotta be thrilled.
They're like, yes! How did we pull this one off?
They didn't. They haven't seen pussy in years.
They're old, just like they won't guys. See another national championship.
Oh, that's brutal. Okay, so Super Bowl. Speaking of which, okay, so the Patriots are more than likely going to lose their draft picks, right?
Yeah, that's supposedly what's going to happen. But people on Twitter are basically calling for Bill Belichick's head on a fucking platter.
But
Roger Goodell, if you have a sense of integrity, you will kill that fucking
man. Sense of integrity?
And he doesn't.
He's like, I didn't see any tape. Wink, wink. Oh, man, if she was wearing that shirt, you guys should see this video of this Khalifa chick making her appeal to Braxton Miller. In fact, you know what? We're gonna get the audio from that, and we're going to put that on here right now.
Yep. We'll do it.
Hey, Braxton. I'm Mia, and I kind of just wanted to talk to you about your options. I know you're probably really stressed out. You don't know what to do. You have quite a few things weighing on you, and I want to take some of that pressure off of you. Listen, you're a college student. You're a college student athlete. And everyone, including college student athletes, need a break sometimes. Where are you going to take a break in Ohio State? Where are you going to take a break at LSU? You come to Tallahassee and you're a two-hour drive away from Panama City Beach, the spring break capital of America. That's a weekend trip. Bye week? Panama City. I'll meet you up there. Another reason you should come to Florida State. Your shoulder. You don't want to risk getting hurt. You don't want to hinder your chances of being able to play in the NFL. Jimbo will implement an offense for you that will protect you. Nothing will happen to you at Florida State. You will go down in history as one of our best quarterbacks. Okay, that aside, who would you rather play for? A fat coach who can't clock manage? Or a legend like Jimbo Fisher? I mean, I feel like I'm trying to sell you something for free right now. Like, you don't even have to buy this. This is free. This is free money. Oh, no. Okay. Money is the bad term. There's no money involved in this. Money is a terrible term. Mm-mm. I'm not breaking any NCAA regulations. I swear. I looked it up. Okay. Another reason you should come to Florida State. You want to beat Clemson, don't you? Everyone wants to beat Clemson. We beat Clemson. We know how to beat Clemson. Come play for us and we can beat them together. How good does that sound? Okay, football aside, we all know that Florida State has the hottest girls in college football fandom. You could be looking up to the stands after a touchdown and see me and all of my friends cheering you on, wearing your jersey, screaming your name. How can you say no to that offer? I mean, come on, Braxton, you're a smart man. I'm a smart woman. We can do big things together at Florida State. Think about it.
Can you believe that shit?
That's just crazy.
I mean, that's a heartfelt plea to get your dick on over to FSU. I mean, maybe not your talent, but at least your... Look, I'd come over there for a tryout. I mean, not with the team. But with this Lebanese whore and all of her friends.
That's just wild. You know, like, you got to think that out of all the shit Tallahassee's being investigated for in FSU...
Right.
This has got to be something they're going to eventually
work. I definitely let her do a sheeness off my penis. You know, man, look at her. She's hot. I mean, granted, she's wearing the wrong colors, but...
Yeah.
Who cares?
There's a lot hotter Gator girls on campus than her, though.
Well, the criminals will do well to have her.
Yeah.
Anyways, so getting back to the Super Bowl, goddammit. So they're probably going to take their draft picks.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-fucking-do. They still get to play in the Super Bowl. I'll tell you who else I'm shocked gets to play in the Super Bowl, and that's the Seattle fucking Seahawks.
Why? Okay, that game was fucking insane.
Listen, five picks, you don't win a game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you don't win a game when you throw five picks.
Unless you're FSU.
Unless you're Russell Wilson.
FSU, you know? And Russell Wilson.
Right. I mean, I'm completely shocked.
I remember leaving work thinking, fuck, I can't believe they lost.
Right.
Driving 15 minutes down the road to the church to meet up with my buddies for Bible study, and then looking at the score and being like, what?
Two-point conversion.
What?
Two-point conversion, then onside kick, recovery of the onside kick, then they go into freaking overtime, they get the ball back, okay?
It was so great.
They drive downfield. It was a storybook. It was one of those games that... You had to watch.
You're going to see inspirational fucking music behind it in like 5 years on BuzzFeed.
5 years, my ass. Right after the Super Bowl, if they win, there's going to be this huge, you know, DVD of the Super Bowl and how it led up to it. And Sports Illustrated's going to have a phone like a football. And it's going to be...
back to back? They'll be back to back?
Back to back, man. Back to back Super Bowl champions.
And I think they will. I'm a Seahawks fan.
I think the Seahawks have a good shot. I do. I think it's going to be a shootout. I don't think either team's running game is going to be that great against the other's defense. I think we're going to be in for an air and out show, and it's all going to come down to whether or not Seattle secondary,
yeah,
is up to the task. It's going to be the Revis show for them, and it's going to be the Sherman show for Oh, Seattle. Yeah.
And Sherman has a history with Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part.
There's going to be some definite shit talking. I wish they would have him on mic, but they couldn't put on TV.
Did you see that he wears masks to the game now? Like, he wears a fucking, like, skull face mask. Oh, like
he does. But get this. Seattle local pot dispensary, the Cannabis Club in Seattle, has just made their first official Marshawn Lynch strain of marijuana called Beast Mode 2.0.
Really?
I saw it on MSN today. I was like, and it literally has a picture of Marshawn with his eyes half open, looking like he's stoned to the bejesus.
Oh my God.
And I was like, well, you know, it's got to be some pretty good weed if it's called Beast Mode 2.0. It picks
That's
you up.
That's crazy.
It picks you up and doesn't let you down.
The Super Bowl. I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm
dude.
So
it's
ready.
It's going to be a good
we
one.
We just have to shit through the fucking Pro Bowl.
Fuck the Pro Bowl. And I'm glad you brought that up. Stop with the Pro Bowl already. If you want to fly all the players out to Hawaii and have some award ceremony for people that made it into the Pro Bowl nomination, fine. But the Pro Bowl is meaningless.
It might as well be flag football.
It's stupid. Nobody's out there playing for real. And it doesn't mean anything. Like, the All-Star game in baseball means something, you know?
I even think the All-Star game in basketball means more.
That means more, too.
Those people play hard during that game.
But what I'm saying is, it doesn't mean anything.
They practice together for, like, a week.
Right. It's completely pointless. Let's just do away with it. Let's have an award ceremony in Hawaii. Let's have a live band play or a show or something like that. Let's make it look like the halftime show, basically.
Yeah.
But, like, an award ceremony with acts and comedians and music and pomp and circumstance and all that shit. Let's do that, okay? But let's just stop with this stupid, you know, game that, like, nobody gives two shits about. And I'm telling you right now, nobody gives two shits about the Pro Bowl. Nobody. I know every football fan I know could care less.
I don't watch it. My buddy went to it a couple years back, but that's because he got free tickets.
Right. I mean, who wouldn't go to Hawaii?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I want to have my kid on Hawaii soil. Because the
you
only
mean American
way,
soil? Just gonna...
Well, yeah, but the only way you can own land in Hawaii
right.
is if you're born on the land in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah?
So, like, the only way you could buy a house and actually own the land is if you were, born on
or soil. Rich, because Woody Harrelson or has rich. A house out there, and I don't think anybody asked Woody Harrelson if he was born in Honolulu.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't own the land. He owns the house. So, whoever owns the land
the land
like,
is outrageously expensive.
Yeah, true.
I mean, the good thing about Hawaii is volcanoes are making more land all the time, so it's a growth industry in realty over there.
Jeez.
But what they giveth, they can also taketh away. So saith the Lord.
gosh.
I'm talking about the fire god from Joe versus the volcano. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have this new segment. It's called YouTube Roundup. I don't have but one YouTube video for this roundup this week.
That's fine. We're gonna start doing some more segments. Jesse likes doing his songs,
all kinds of stuff. We got all kinds of stuff we're gonna do. We'll just try different things. You guys tell us what you like. I mean, feel free to tweet us. I'm at jchuduse. That's JCHUDEUSZ at twitter.com.
And I'm at First X Avenger.
So,
FirstX Avenger,
right.
Like Captain America with an X in the middle.
So just tweet us. Let us know what you think about the show and what segments you like and what stuff you don't like, and just. Get involved, man. So I saw this YouTube video of banned commercials, and damn it, dude. This one is so fucking awesome. It's a MasterCard commercial. You know those ones where it's like blah blah blah, $12, blah blah blah, $17.
Yeah, yeah.
Blah 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 blah, priceless. You know, like it's one of those deals. And you just got to hear it. It's one of those YouTube videos where, like, the audio just does it all by itself, because otherwise I can't put it on a podcast. So,
of course.
So here you go.
Night out on the town. $75.
So? So, how about a blowjob?
Getting the nerve to ask such a question? $12 bottle of wine.
Are you crazy? My parents might see.
Oh, come on. Who's going to see us at this hour? I'll return the favor.
Wait, can you imagine if we got caught? Oh my God, what my dad would do to you.
There's nobody around. Everybody's asleep.
No way, it's way too risky.
Please. I love you so much.
Actually, using a line like that? Another $12 bottle of wine.
I just can't.
Please?
Dad says to go ahead and give him a blowjob. Or I can do it. Or if need be, he'll come down himself and do it. But for God's sake, tell him to take his hand off the intercom.
Having a girlfriend whose father has a sense of humor? Priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
Dude. The dad sends the daughter down. Okay, and so the guys at the he's just on a date with his girlfriend. They get to the door that they're like, I don't know, probably late teens, I guess you would say. And he's like, how about a blowjob? And she's like, no, my dad will see. And he's like, nah, come on, baby, it's all good. It's like, courage to use that line, $12 bottle of wine. God. And he's like, no, I really love you. And then like another $12 bottle of wine. And then then the daughter comes down, man, it's fucking classic. And she's like, dad doesn't care. She's like, just give him a blowjob. Blah, 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 dude. I'm sorry. That shit is awesome. How's that band? That's fucking, I mean, the blowjob part, I guess. Well, I mean, I'd put that on TV, but that's just me.
Oh, jeez. I just want to see the Vajankle in one of those commercials.
Dude, I want to see a Vajankle commercial, period. Because it's going to be some weird, sad, heavily balding man.
Have you been missing something in your life? Is there a foot-shaped hole in your heart? Oh, yeah. We've got something for you.
Introducing the Vajankle.
It's got Vince from the fucking Slap Chop up there.
Oh, God.
He's like, I spray mine with Axe body spray, so it smells like a Florida transgender.
Oh, God. He's like, I actually didn't bite this off.
Oh, God.
And neither did the hooker that I was banging.
Oh, man.
Dude, that guy is a piece of work, dude. The from Slap Chop, he's like...
I don't mind if you're transgender. I know that's Vince's flavor of ice cream. So.
Oh, man. Down in Miami, man.
Yeah. The lady boys.
Didn't he like bite her ear or something like that? And that's why he went to jail? Yeah, he bit her ear like Mike Tyson style.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's the new thing though. Michael Phelps is dating a transgender girl.
Right. I mean, but I saw her and you'd never know.
No, you wouldn't.
You really, I mean, she's tall, which is I could see why he'd date her, because let's face it, if you're Michael Phelps, I mean, you're not a good-looking guy anyway. The only reason you're getting pussy is because you're Michael Phelps.
He looks like a normal version of the giant from Big Fish.
Yes! Exactly! I was just going to say that. He looks just like that guy. He looks just like him. If that guy could swim and wasn't all crippled...
He'd be fucking Michael Phelps.
He's Michael Phelps.
Oh, my God. That seriously just popped in my head.
Michael Phelps is a big fish.
Oh, God.
And he likes chicks with dicks. Well, actually, she doesn't have a dick. Hers is a... been surgically removed and she has a vagina, but I mean, like, if you saw her, like, you know, you wouldn't, I mean, because if you're Michael Phelps, basically unless you're dating short girls, you're basically stuck with WNBA looking bitches, and that's no fun.
Yeah.
So this girl is, you know, she's 6 foot and she's got nice tits and a banging body. Like, I saw her, I was like, I would fuck the shit out of this girl.
She does not look like she was at one point a guy.
You see the picture? You see what I'm saying? Like, you could totally meet her and you would fuck the dog shit out of her and you'd never even know. I wouldn't care afterwards either. If I found out she used to have a penis, I was like, yeah, but you don't anymore. So, cool.
Yeah.
And she can't get knocked up, so you just feel free to blast away, Michael. It's not not like your sperm count's high anyway. You smoke all that weed.
Yeah.
I don't know why they got mad at him. The guy smoked a freaking joint, and all of a sudden, like, he's the worst enemy in the world, and they shouldn't take him out of the Olympics.
Okay, I'm not getting serious, but when you're on that level, I think you gotta be a role model on some point. And if you're doing something at that point, it was more illegal than it is now.
Right, but when people go out of their way to find you, like, he was at a private party with people that he knew, you know... Here's my thing. If you're going to do it, Michael Phelps, at least be a little bit more covert about it. You know people are going to have cameras. Everybody has a camera. Everybody's phone has a camera. I was like, fucking, even people's Nintendo 3DSs have cameras. You know, like, come on.
Yeah.
You got to be more self-aware. And that's all that is. You just got to be self-aware. You got to, like, you don't have to be a role model. You just have to be self-aware that anywhere you go nowadays, you're probably going to be videoed or photographed.
Yeah, John Jones.
John Jones.
He's clean now.
Yeah.
They found out he was clean on the day of the fight, too, so.
Oh, okay.
John Jones and his cocaine habit.
Right. Well, listen.
It just helps him get ready for fighting.
Obviously.
He uses it for the training.
Right. I mean, you know, your dick's not going to get hurt when it's whiskey dick, you know, so you've got to be out there cocaine whiskey dick. So you're fine. If you get jabbed in the balls, you're going to be okie doke.
So speaking of UFC, one of our mutual buddies had a birthday. And you said you fully enjoyed it. I wasn't able to go. My girlfriend was sick.
Went to Chris's birthday. It was at this place called Pie.
That place is sick.
It was a good time. And they had a live band there. And these guys were from Orlando. And they were awesome. They were kind of like a funk, jazz, soul fusion, if you will. And like,
right.
There wasn't a whole lot of singing because they were mostly instrumental. The drummer did sing, though. Which was pretty cool because when a drummer can sing, that guy's pretty fucking talented.
Yeah.
And a really talented keyboardist and a guy and a really talented saxophone player. When do you see a band with a saxophone anymore? I mean, come on, it's like Huey Lewis in the news. Like, where do you see that? You don't see that anymore. Anyway, so they're called Leisure Chief, and I downloaded their EP. We're gonna play one of their songs at the end of the show today. I told them I would play it because I enjoyed their music. You can get their music at Leisure Chief at Bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because you can decide whatever you want to pay for it. I paid $5 for the EP. I thought that was a reasonable price. I think there's like four songs on it. So
that's about iTunes price. Yeah.
iTunes prices. Right. So, and you know, happy to support local music. So we're going to see if we can get some other bands on. Maybe do like a little thing where we showcase a live band every month. Or not a live band, but just a band. A local band. An unsigned artist. And, you know, just put them out there. So, like I said, Leisure Chief. If you see them in your town, they play in Orlando. They're all over the place. They did Florida Music Festival.
That's cool.
Yep.
So we're going to do a plug. We always do our plugs at the end now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
David, First X Avenger on Twitter. Hit me up. I do some gaming on Twitch, Attack of the Beards.
Oh, do you? You can do gaming on Twitch.
It every once in a while. Me and my buddy Colin. Our mutual friend.
I haven't done anything on Twitch, man. Like I feel like I should, but I kind of feel stupid.
Yeah, I mainly do it when Seth comes over and we play sports games and they make fun of us because we're super competitive with each other. That's great.
I feel stupid broadcasting my gaming. Like, I don't know why, but like, I can't sit there and watch people play video games. Other than like, you know, if I'm looking for a tip or trick on YouTube or something.
Yeah. So yeah, check out mightybloke.com. Those guys are awesome, doing a good cause.
Very good cause. That's awesome.
Check out Leisure Chief.
Leisure Chief at Bandcamp.com. Also on Facebook, Leisure Chief.
Hit us up on Twitter, please. We want to know what you guys are thinking.
Yep.
We know you're listening because we can look.
We see.
We just want to, you know,
come on, Minnesota.
Some interaction. Minnesota.
Let us know what's happening.
Tell us if you find the
tell us if
you've
dug
people.
Your way out of the snow yet. That's why they're listening. They can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
their house is buried in like 14 feet of snow. Because, you know, like, Minnesota was, like, you know, it was, you know, populated by Scandinavians when they came to America.
Really?
They literally went from the coldest place on Earth right back to the coldest place on Earth. Like,
yeah.
What are you fucking doing? They're like, hey, we come to the new world. It's the same. We love it here.
So great.
Thank you, America.
Snow tastes like freedom.
Snow tastes like freedom. Oh, I totally forgot. On my little mini vacation, we went and saw Jim Jefferies.
Yeah.
Live at the Hard Rock.
Ooh.
Dude, that is one funny motherfucker. Now, if you're religious, obviously you're probably not a Jim Jefferies fan. But if you're religious, you're probably not listening to this show. So I'm probably not going to offend anybody. But he did 2.5 hours of stand-up, dude.
Jeez.
He was only supposed to do an hour. He did 2.5. He was having a good time. And he killed it, man. I mean, you want to talk about one of the best stand-up comedies. Like, it's $90 to go see Daniel Tosh at an arena, okay? And Daniel Tosh is funny. I like Daniel Tosh.
Yeah,
okay?
I love Daniel Tosh.
But it was $50 to go see Jim Jefferies, fourth row back, dead center, and had a much better time. Jim Jefferies is a much better comedian. I just can't... I didn't pay... I paid $90 to go see George Carlin, and Daniel Tosh is not George Carlin.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. So, but anyways, yeah, hit me up at Twitter at jshaduz, that's C-H-U-D-E-U-S-Z, at twitter.com. Hit us up on our Yeah, I Said It Facebook page.
We're going to be updating all of that, by the way. It's we're going to be new and improved soon, trust me.
Right.
And we got new mics, all the good stuff.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a lot more stuff going on. We're trying to get into MegaCon. We're working on it. We got it. We're going to make some phone calls. We're going to see if we can get press passes. If not, we are definitely going to be on the floor interviewing cosplay people, local artists. We'll see if we can talk to George Perez because he's always real friendly.
That dude is so great.
We're going to be handing out all kinds of Yeah, I Said It swag while we're there. So if you're in Florida and you're coming to MegaCon, or even if you're from Minnesota or someplace that listens to us out of the state, and you're going to MegaCon, find us. We'll have our Yeah, I Said It t-shirts on. We'll be hanging out all weekend long. I'm Jesse Shadoose.
I'm David Ward.
And we'll see you motherfuckers next week.
Yeah.
Peace.
Sinister love.